Wealthy and White. Why Guys Like Me Have to Show Up, Step Up, and Give Others a Hand Up. Written and narrated by Ed Mitson. To my beautiful wife, Lisa, for being the person behind the elephant with a shovel cleaning up my messes, and for her meatloaf. Introduction. A few years ago, I sold my marketing business in Saratoga Springs, New York, and my wife Lisa and I found ourselves wealthier than we had ever dreamed. We'd never have to work again. We could travel, we could enjoy a nice vacation home. We were both in our early 50s. As we planned what to do in the next stage of our lives, we agreed that philanthropy needed to be a big part of it. Philanthropy has been a pillar of my former company, Fingerpaint, and Lisa and I wanted to continue to help others and build stronger communities. The problem, if you could call it that, was that both Lisa and I are doers. I'd been a serial entrepreneur all my life, and Lisa was a natural leader, highly organized and detail-oriented. We wouldn't be content sitting back and writing checks to worthy nonprofits and watching passively as they spent the money. We knew we'd be writing checks. We'd been big supporters of the Humane Society and local nonprofits when I was running Fingerpaint, but we wanted to roll up our sleeves and get our hands dirty. This book is the story of what that looked like. We had no idea. We went to work with vague plans. We wanted to use our business building skills to help others. We wanted to give people good jobs with benefits and generate profits. We could donate to the causes we admired. We wanted to level the playing field for people without the same privileges and opportunities we'd had. We wanted to help the homeless. We wanted to help animals. We wanted to renew neighborhoods. Like any startup, we wanted to try a lot of different things and see what worked and what didn't, and make adjustments along the way. Our money made it possible for us to take chances that nonprofits generally can't afford to take. We wanted to fail fast and make a big, big impact. So we dove in headfirst. And in the few years since we started our nonprofit, Business for Good, we learned a lot. We've learned how to run bakeries and restaurants. We learned how to push projects through bureaucracies, how to listen, and how to measure our impact. But maybe the most important thing we came to understand is that we need to inspire other wealthy white people in this country to follow the trail we've marked. Nearly $500 billion was donated to nonprofits in the U.S. in 2021. More than ever before. Yet the problems our country faces continue blowing up. The number of homeless keeps rising. The disparity between rich and poor widens. Women continue to struggle to preserve fundamental rights to equal pay and control over their bodies. Politics is a fucking shit show. And perhaps more significantly, the inequities between black people and white people only worsen. The caste system in our country remains potent and desolating, embedded in every facet of our government, economy, and culture. I wouldn't say my awareness of that was acute 2 years ago in 2020, but I sure as hell see it now. The more people we met and the more projects we started, the more Lisa and I realized that our wealth blossomed in a one-sided society that gave us breaks while others were held down, a knee to their necks. We benefited from that unfair advantage, and as that fact dawned on us, we became even more committed to the work we were doing. This book is written for wealthy white people like Lisa and me. We're not out to make you feel shame or guilt for your wealth. We enjoy the freedom and nice things our wealth brings. So I'm not asking you to sell everything and live a monastic life. You worked hard for your wealth. Enjoy it. But I will try to convince you to do something more with your money. I want to convince you to help others by using the entrepreneurial skills that made you rich. Invest in people. Rebuild the neglected. Listen to the hardworking people fighting for their lives and use your influence and savvy to raise them up. Rally your rich friends. Buttonhole your politicians. Put your money to work, brother. Roll up your sleeves. Why? Good question. Do you have an obligation to give back to the society that made you rich? Andrew Carnegie, whose ideas about philanthropy inspired me, thought so. Do you want to rewrite your reputation as a fat cat propped up by the lopsided system?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?